Welcome to Freedom of Mind.
Yo, 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 you already know Giovanni Ray, a.k.a. the Young King, Immortal, get your clothing.
A.k.a. Epa. It's Epa, y'all. You know, I'm Ray Will. All right. We got a lot of catching up to do. You know, and we're going to jump into it, speak your mind. And, you know, it's the thing right now. It's still going on. It's a lot of deaths. It seems like it's getting a lot worse, you know, with the COVID-19. Me, I personally feel like there's like no ultimate solution, you know, and then it seems like it's worse than how they really putting it out there. You know, you're like, well, there's like been a whole lot of other viruses around, you know, understand why is this one such a big deal? Or people may think and say, and they're legit. People may think, oh, well, you know, it's just like a common cold. You know what I'm saying? People die from the common cold all the time every year. You know, so that's a lot of questions. But I guess we can go over, you know, how it spreads, right, Epa?
Mm-hmm.
And I got to get used to your new name, bro. I'm sorry, man. but we say Giovanni.
Okay, yeah, so just Giovanni, yeah.
Giovanni, you know, so... You know, break it down to us a little bit. It looks like you've been doing a little bit of studying, you know what I'm saying, of how it spreads, you know, what are the symptoms? Because it seems like there's all kinds of stuff. It's all over the place. One minute, I think when we first learned about it, you know, it was like on some like common cold type thing, and or you get a fever, and you know, that's how you know you got it, or you know, shortness of breath. No, it's like some other shit, you know, like what the hell, you know.
So the facts behind it is COVID-19 is mostly spread by respiratory. So basically that means that it's in the air, right? That means if you cough, if you're asymptomatic, you might, you know, show signs better. If you're B symptomatic, you might not show signs of the COVID, but you can pass it on to somebody. That's why there's a law, even in our state of Nevada that we live in right now, there's a law, it's mandatory mask everywhere, because masks are, it's not to where you can't catch it, but it is a preventative, you know, it prevents things. So because everything is due to it being in the air, everything is due to if you have asthma, if you have any type of respiratory issues, there's a lot of effects that can come with it, meaning you can sit there and you can get headaches, fevers, coughs, no taste or smell, sore throat. You develop diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, a lot of trouble breathing, especially if you have asthma. The studies have gone on forever and ever. And what we found that in the first stage, it did affect mostly groups that are among the age of 50 to 75 and over. The rates increased during that time. The population increased on who was affecting or who was getting infected, I should say. Now it's turned into the younger generation. Now a group of ages 18 and up are getting affected now.
Yeah, so, anybody can get wet, man. Anybody can get it. It's not just the older cats. You know, and that's been the perception so far, is only older cats can really get it. It's like, nah, you know, and I wonder if it keeps fluctuating, you know, if it keeps changing, you know, or is it that they really don't know, we don't understand it yet, but it's like, how much of an understanding do these doctors, these medical people really have of it? You know, it's like you would think they would be more on top of it. But it's not, you know. And then another thing that I want to kind of go over with Ep is like, you know, what are the, you know, like treatment, you know, what are they doing? What are they giving them? You know, they ain't giving them, you know, bleach, you know, but, you know, like what, you know, saying what's going on with that, you know?
I think that with COVID, there is no cure, honestly, right now. They haven't found no vaccine for it. They haven't found no vaccine, I should say, that actually works for it. So it might take a while for there to even be a cure. It might take a while for them to even find something that can treat, not all the way cure, but at least treat this infectious flu or disease, whatever the case, whatever they call it.
Whatever you want to call it.
So when they finally find something that's of a vaccine or something that's of a treatment, it's still, we all got to be mindful. We still got to be precautious of what we do. You know, why are we so blind to the fact, like, I see a lot of young guns on the bus, or I see a lot of people just not taking it seriously. It's like, no, you're going to be the last one, or you're going to be the first one, you know? So everybody listening out there, man, take it seriously. And just know that, you know,
wear your mask.
And you guys got to realize that we haven't had a strong pandemic like this, I believe, since polio or something like that, you know, or
what, Spanish flu
or whatever. So
y'all, that was what, 100 years ago?
Yeah, y'all got to be mindful. Like, it's not just a media frenzy. It's really what's going on, you know?
So, when we talk about these numbers, and then our states are shutting down. You know, they shutting down, or they just slowly opening back up, and it's a phase. It's a process. You know, it ain't no joke, man. And then you look at the situation with the NBA, and I don't know why the NBA, you know, it's iffy why they even starting their season, but I understand they need the money, but, you know, but that's a whole nother subject or whatever. But it's one thing with that. It's another thing. Why would you have it in Florida? You know what I'm saying? Like, Florida is buck wild right now, you know, with the pandemic. They opened up way too early, as we know. And, you know, people was going to them beaches like it's nothing. Like, they didn't have nothing to worry about. First of all, y'all going to the beach. I think they was going to the beach. It wasn't even spring break yet, and they was going to the beach. Like, what is y'all doing? It's still wintertime, and y'all going to the beach. But anyway.
Everybody's so mindless because, man, they want to go pop they titties and all that shit. And I'm not just talking about the females, but the men too. We're all mindless. And some of us, let's keep it all the way real. Some of us are in the house right now with our significant other, and there ain't no sports on. There's nothing to really block them from talking to us about their day or all that shit. So we're all getting annoyed. And I'm single out there, so I don't really got to deal with that type of bullshit. But I do understand that, you know, a lot of people are getting crazy just because being in quarantine, you know? Hey, fellas out there, man, hey, just listen, go into the bath and put on your headphones, do something, try to hide. I know the kids ain't in school, but what you need to do is sign them up for a zoo or something, because these kids are acting reckless out here. Shit.
Hey, it's a lot. I heard there's a lot of cats going to the hospital, man. They need some kind of, like, medication, you know, stress medication or something for these kids, you know. Like, man, I know they miss them teachers, boy. I bet they miss them now. But, you know, where is the solutions at? Where's the treatment at, man? It's like, you know, where's the leadership? You know, yeah, I'm going to get on Trump right now. You know, from what I know is that Trump knew about this, about COVID-19 late last year, didn't say nothing, didn't act upon it. You know, Obama warned everybody about it. He told him about it, and he ignored it. He didn't think nothing of it. And, you know, Trump is focused on some other shit right now. You know, he on some other shit. And it's like, bro, you got to focus on, you know, what's at hand, you know, all that other little shit. He worried about his campaign, worried about his second term and all this shit. And it's like, bro, right now, you know, if anything, hell, shit, if you would have handled this like you were supposed to, you wouldn't even have to be worried about your second term. I mean, shit, that shit probably would have been on point. But you didn't fuck this all up, and it's like, and then one thing led to the next, and you know, we, you know, with the whole protesting and all that, and Black Lives Movement, you know, that, you know, it's just like, man, you know, you gotta handle your business. Now he's supposed to be this great businessman, and it's like, bro, you ain't handling your business. So, you know, it's kind of bad right now, man, and people dying, and you seem not to care. You know, you're not coming up with solutions. You're not on top of it. You know.
And another thing, a lot of people don't realize is that this is an economic impact. You know, I'm a small business owner. We're all small business owners. We're both small business owners, I should say. And a lot of things are getting affected by, You guys need to realize what's going on around you. JCPenney's is closing over 200 and something stores. I think that was the recent study.
24-hour fitness going out.
24-hour fitness is going out. Chuck E. Cheese. Chuck E. Cheese is, wow. I've recently just read because I keep up with stocks and things and I keep up with businesses and stuff. So you, a lot of people need to realize what's going on besides the disease or the infection or the pandemic. A lot of people need to realize what's going on around us, the economic failure that we're having, or the recession, I should call it, because we can all get out of the recession. We can all be Rona-proof, but, you know, we need to find ways to do that. We need to, you know, broaden our education. And I think we need to really look at reality and look and take things serious, and then maybe we can get through this. But we got to start taking things serious.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, when you hear the deaths, to me, that's when I start taking it more seriously. When you're hearing all this death count, and then, you know, it's one thing with the cases. And, you know, how about this? How about this? We need better health. We need better health care is what I meant. We need better health care, right? Right now, you know, I'm looking at the numbers, you know, 2.6 million
confirmed
deaths from coronavirus. I mean, that's a lot, y'all. That is a lot. I mean, that's crazy. It's growing. You know, or is that?
And then there's
hold on. Is that those are cases? Are those cases? Okay, so 129,000 deaths. My bad. 129,000 deaths.
2.67 million in America confirmed cases, and there's been 822,000 that's been recovered. This is facts we're getting off of our Google search engine right now. And you see the deaths are still large. That's a large number of 129,000 out of 2.67 million that's been confirmed, and only 822,000 of them recovered. So you see how that's still a big, you know, that's still a big, big gap. And you see how big this pandemic is, and you see how much it's really taking people. It's really that's over a, that percentage is very, very big. That's a, you would say what, 40 to 42 out of 100% killed? 40 to 100% that were affected, you say? That's that ratio? What you think, Ray?
You keep flipping, man. Okay, so you're talking about the deaths.
And this is America. This is America.
Yeah, the deaths can compare it to the cases, bro. That's more than 40%, bro. That's going towards the shit. That's at least 50%, bro.
50%.
Yeah.
And then how about this?
Probably going towards 60%. Yeah.
Worldwide, there's been 10.4 million cases recovered. Only 5.28 million of those recovered, which is half.
Yeah.
And 507,000 deaths out of that. Mm-hmm. And our state, Nevada, there's been 13,535 cases confirmed and 489 deaths out of that.
Yeah, it's serious, you know. And Where's the treatment at, man? And then you got Trump cutting off Obamacare. Okay, so we need a better healthcare plan. And, you know, obviously we know the big elephant in the room, you know, with the minorities, you know, getting the short end of the stick. You know, a lot of those, I wonder what's the percentage of the minority deaths. You know, I know there's a lot of black people dying from it. And, you know, we know that minorities don't get the health and the treatment. You know, when you talk about demographics, when you talk about redlining and segregation, you know, really, you know, they, you know, take, you know, lawfully there ain't no segregation, but we know realistically there is, you know. So I wonder what's the number of race deaths, you know, while we looking it up. Yeah, I'm curious.
We know that the facts state that 93% of these deaths, the latest data reveals, most dramatically, it is the black and indigenous Americans. Mm. ongoing color of coronavirus.
Wow.
Project monitors where the burden of this virus falls inequitably upon certain communities. So when they say that, folks that are listening, that means that the people of color, the brothers that are minority, the African Americans of this country, the black of this country, is basically saying that 93% of that death count that we just told you are mostly us, of our people. And y'all need to sit there and ask yourselves, why is this? What you think, Ray?
Well, like I said, you know, not getting the proper medical care, health care. That simple. You know, a lot of us, you know, are too broke to have insurance. You know, we don't have the careers, we don't have the jobs, you know, that have good insurance. You know, a lot of us live in areas where, you know, either, you know, we don't live near, you know, enough hospitals, or the hospital we do go to, they just, you know, they over, you know, crowded, or, you know, the concern is not there. The treatment's not there. They don't have the resources, you know, for the technologies. If you go to a better area, whatever, a good looking area, they got like, you know, so many hospitals, you know what I'm saying? 2-3 hospitals in the same dang community. I've seen that many a times, you know, and then you go to more of a area where there's, you know, a black community and, you know, you don't really see too many hospitals. You know, it's definitely a economic issue. It's a political issue. And then obviously, quite frankly, it's systemic racism. And, you know, we're suffering from systemic racism in many ways. And in this particular case, medically, we are.
And y'all know I'm a man of color, so I'm white and Afro-Caribbean. So do you realize that, would you think that some of us are just lazy to the fact of getting ourselves treated and checked? Yes. Do we have resources? 90% of the time, no. Just like what my brother Ray said, yes, it's a mixture of all of that in one. So I highly stress, look, this is not no game, y'all. Everybody who's listening right now, this is not no game, man. So free your mind and really open up about what's going on and really have an outlook that, listen, I'm going to get through it. I'm going to treat myself no matter what. If you start coughing for 1 second, better put that damn mask on and go to the hospital. That's right. Don't ever take precaution. Don't ever take, I should say, take precaution. Don't ever think that this can't get to you, because it could get to anybody.
Yeah.
You know?
So. No, seriously. Yeah. We both walk into the store, we put our mask on, make sure that he's like, you got your mask, bro? I'm like, yeah, I got it, you know? And y'all make sure that he had his and walked to the store and did what we had to do, you know? It was good to see that I think the majority of the people had their mask on. You know, it ain't no joke, man. And, you know, I don't know if Target required, you know, the store we went to. I don't know.
It's statewide.
Target, I don't know. It's required for
the store. It's a state law now in Nevada.
It's the reason why they're doing that, you know. And you know, with the government, you know, that's a bad look. You know, if they keep hearing numbers about, you know, the state having these corona cases, you know what I'm saying? That's really a bad look on them. You know, they're like, you know, I want you to catch a slipping, you know, because they look at Florida and they're like, you know, Florida doing kind of bad right now with it. You know, they don't want to be looking like that, you know, and you know, where we at, you know, in Vegas, you know, we need that strip. So we got to make sure that, you know, we don't have too many cases. And then we get a lot of visitors from all different parts of the world. You know, we don't want to shy them away. And then also, you know, we don't know their condition. You know, they coming in, you know, from different parts. And, you know, like particularly, you know, what we can control more is the United States. And, you know, we want to make sure, you know, Florida's straight. It might be some people coming in from Florida. You know, you got to make sure that y'all good, man. You know, so.
Definitely. Yeah, man. We all need to just stay safe out there, man. I know we don't want to talk too long about it, because I know a lot of y'all hear about it every day about the COVID, but we just want to make sure that y'all are aware. We want to make sure that everybody's taking the right precautions, you know, make sure. And it also has to do with being very sanitary. A lot of things, man, sanitized. Should have been that way. Like, and we got to realize that we're one of the countries that have been faulted with this. We've been faulted with being very sanitary. We've been at fault because, you know, a lot of our cities, like I grew up in Boston, in the city. So, you know, when, you know, a lot of things we're not really too like keen on, I'm saying in the city wise, you know, my family personally, we've always been sanitary, but others, you know what I'm saying? Or other people, other establishments that might leave a stain on the floor or might leave, you know, stain on the tables or whatever the case may be, man. We need to just fucking think that, listen, we did it to ourselves too, because we're not being so, you know, sanitary with things, you know. So listen, man, sanitize. That's a key factor. That's a key factor in this whole thing, you know?
No doubt, man. All right, yep. So you want to get to
topic
of, you know, you get to the
I'm gonna do my low voice. Let's bring out to the ladies real quick, you know what I mean? Let's bring out the ladies real quick. Listen, ladies, we're gonna talk about features and what do we really like as features in a woman, or what is our rating scale? Ray, go ahead and explain, man.
Okay, break it down. Okay, like I was telling up earlier. Okay, so you got up to 20 points and you got three categories. And each category you can go up to 10 points, right? But out of the three categories, you only got 20 points. Mm-hmm. So, and the scale's from 1 to 10. So, you know, what was your numbers again, man? So we got, these are the three categories. We got face, we got tits, and we got butt. So,
and this is what we really care about, what we're looking for in women. Absolutely. That's what I meant to say. Features in a woman, what we care about. All right.
Absolutely. So, I'm going with your numbers, right? Well, let's go over your numbers. Yep.
So, if a woman got an 8 in the face, that means I got 20 points left, right?
No, you got 12.
I mean 12 points left, right? So, I started with 8 in the face because, you know what I'm saying, she can't have a camel toe as a face. And then
Booger Wolf, right?
And then what else? I said, then if I have 12 points left, I'm going to have to keep that even. So it's going to be 6 points in the ass, 6 points in the tits.
Yeah.
You know? I got to have something, though. You know what I mean? I can't
right.
be...
You got to have something to grab onto, right?
Me, I'm a vicious titty motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I like to titty fuck a lot. You know, ladies out there, I'm sorry. I like it. I'm vicious. I'm vicious like that. It's just me. You know what I mean? But you can't have no sandbags and sandpaper. You know, my dick is huge. I can't. My shit is sliding on Mount Everest.
Being,
you know what I mean? You know, like, I'll just say it. But, and ladies listening, like, we don't just judge you on your features, but this is the scale that we have. And, like, this is the acceptable scale for us, speaking in general, or shit, even men should try out that scale as well, like on the 20-point scale.
And you'll know the truth.
And you'll know the truth. Like, you'll see the truth. You'll see what you prioritize. You'll see what you really like. Me, there's other features. You got to have your own bread. You got to bring money to the table. You got to be on your own, you know, intelligence too as well. Like, I have a lot of attributes that I need in a woman besides, beyond the, like, the attributes might make up for what you lack in. Like, if you're a 6 in the ass, I don't give a fuck as long as you got bread and you're, you know, of education and you're about your own business or, you know, something like that. There's a lot of things in a relationship that makes up for something that you fought in. There might be some shit that I fought in, but some shit makes up for it. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, with me, I feel you. So, you know, with me, I got 6 face, 7 butt, 7 ass. Right, and
he said a 6 in the face. Oh Lord,
I know, man. And y'all think, oh, maybe that's a, you know, how, you know, there's a lot of fellas that just superly prioritize face. Me and me, I'm more really honestly like I'm feeling what Ep is saying, you know, with more of the with the brain, you know, with what's in their mind, that's more so anything, you know. You know, because I can get tired of all the other little stuff relatively fast, you know. And you damn sure don't want no imbecile, you know what I'm saying? You know, I don't want no weak ass woman.
She definitely got to have a conversation. She's got to come with a conversation. Like, if you got big old titties, a beautiful face, but you know it's kind of plastic because you got some shit done to it, like the Kardashians.
It's
got to
be real, too.
Then it's got to, you know what I'm saying? Like, then you just hit the negatives. You not even on the scale after that. Like, if a lady gets a work done or something like that, like, no. Like, this whole scale will really, you know, open your mind to what you really want, what you're really looking for in a woman. And what you really need to think about that's beyond the face, beyond the looks. You know, you might say, I want some big old titties and big ass. But, I mean, what does that make up for? And I'm talking to the fellas out there, the young guns or the people of my generation, my older peers and stuff. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, man. So, are there any celebrities that we can refer to? Because you got lights up. I mean, you had a big Kool-Aid smile when I brought up Meg Thee Stallion earlier. You was like, whoa, okay. That's a
damn,
that's an Amazon. That's an Amazon right there. Boy.
She can ride me like a stallion too. I like it. Woo! I get a ladder right and start. Because she tall. She tall. Oh, yeah, you know, I like the tall women, you know, because I like a challenge. You know, I've been into rock climbing a lot. So I like a challenge. Don't get it fucked up, you know? So, and I think there's a lot of natural, beautiful women in this world, like that singer, L.A. Ma, or there's a lot of natural, beautiful women in, actress, Kerry Washington.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of beautiful, natural women in this world, so, you know.
You got women that possess other features too. You know what I'm saying? It's not just ass, titties, whatever. Like, you mentioned Kerry Washington, right? I mean, them lips, bro. Like, man, you know, my goodness.
With Kerry's features, I like her face the most. Her face, and her lips, but her face is what brings it out to me the most. Like, cause she still looked the same. Like in the movie, like Black Don't Crack. She still looked the same in the newer movie that she's in right now on Netflix. But, like, her face is what, like, gets me. She's just beautiful. She's just beautiful all in all. But, and you, that just shows you natural, right? She don't wear no makeup that much. She just got that face that's just like, ooh. I start being in love.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I start being a little bit in love.
I know she's taken, though. I think she is taken. Like Forrest Gump, she's taken.
She's taken, yeah.
She's taken. You know, he was trying to get on the bus. But anyway, so yeah, you know. But I think we got a little bit enough this episode, you know. But we got more coming for y'all, man. Hey, y'all keep tuning in, y'all. Hey, oh, that's right. What have I learned today, man? What you learned today, AKA
Giovanni. I learned, man, that we all gotta have a different outlook. We can't be just mindless. We can't just be so mindless to the thought of nothing's going on around us, right? We're so thoughtless of what's going on around us. And I learned, like, man, we can't do that. There's, you know, read a book, open it up and see what's really going on, man. And you're going to want to protect your kids. You're going to want to protect your family. So, you know, what I learned today is we just got to be mindful with relationships, with things like that, going into relationship, thinking about asking a woman out. Be mindful of other attributes in the world and look around you. Look around you in the scenery that's around you.
That's it. Nice. Yeah. There you go, man. Hey, and don't take nothing for granted. Don't take life for granted, man. You know, this shit is serious. All right. All right, y'all. So signing out, y'all. Freedom of mind.